Hi there, wonderful people. Thank you so much for joining me once again. It's another day and it's another wonderful time to share ideas, to share something new with you. I come to your doorstep with something new today. Since we are celebrating World AIDS Day, we want to talk about AIDS today. On every 1st December, it is a day that has been set aside internationally to raise awareness of the AIDS pandemic that has caused the spread of the HIV virus infection and has also claimed a lot of lives. Now, the 1st December that has been set aside is an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV and also to show support for people living with HIV and also to commemorate those who have died from AIDS and other related illness. This year's World AIDS Day has been dedicated to everybody, and the theme for this year 2020 observation for World AIDS Day is Ending HIV AIDS Epidemic, Resilience and Impact. That is the theme for 2020 World AIDS Day. Now, on this day, what can you do as an individual? What can you do as a citizen? What can you do as a person who can also support somebody who has the virus or who has died or who has been diagnosed of HIV? Now, the symbol for the World AIDS Day is a red ribbon, just like we have the red ribbon for the Cancer Awareness Month. Now, the red ribbon is supposed to be shared all over, let's say, your social media pages. When you do that, it helps to spread the word. Most people don't even know that, there's a day that has been set aside to create awareness for HIV/AIDS. Now, we all know some of the symptoms and the causes of HIV. Now, HIV/AIDS or HIV does not really come about when you have only unprotected sex. There are so many ways that one can contract the virus. That is the reason why the day has been set aside to create the awareness so that anybody that is going through any stigma or anybody that has been diagnosed with HIV can know that there are people out there who love them. Not everybody that has been diagnosed with HIV had unprotected sex. There are so many ways, like I said, when you use sharp objects with somebody who has also been affected, or even if you get into contact with the sweat of an infected person, because human beings, we have some pores on our skin. So anytime you get into contact with somebody that has been affected with the HIV virus, when the person has a cut and you have a cut, the possibility of you getting the virus is high. So I pray that we all stop the stigmatization, love people who have HIV, create that environment for them, let them know that they are being loved, let them feel loved so that they can even live longer. I tell you, people who have HIV die early due to stigmatization and sometimes how they are being treated in the society. I pray that today, being World AIDS Day, we can propagate the word and also share the awareness, raise awareness, educate one another on the World AIDS Day so that we can know how to protect ourselves and even know how to go about ourselves when we are being diagnosed of HIV. Thank you so much for listening to this short podcast, and I'm sure that you're going to share this to each other so that somebody else can also have a lesson to it. Happy New Month. Family members, thank you so much for always joining me. Do have a great day.